Tune to New Sound Radio 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Day. Now, here at New Sound Radio, we are proud to support a number of good causes. But, I don't know, of all the charitable organisations we have supported here over the years at New Sound Radio, there's one, I don't know, probably interests more people. I mean, we get more sort of like interest from it than any of the others. They deal sensitively for, I don't know, what can be very difficult issues, challenging preconceived notions and working with quite distressing situations as well. But I'll tell you what, they also know how to have fun as well. We're joined now live in the studio by Ben Alonso from Richard House Children's Hospice. Ben, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Thank you, Pete.
Can you just say, well, okay, for the people who don't know, Richard House, what is Richard House and what do you do down there?
Well, Richard House is a children's hospice based in Beckton. So, Pete, just so you know, it's about a 10-minute drive from here. Very, very close, very local to New Sound.
That's right. What it is, it's kind of, it's down by Royal Albert DLR, is it?
Yeah,
just around the corner from there,
isn't it? Yeah, corner, it's every like morning.
Okay.
And I guess, to put it simply, the core purpose of our hospice really is to accompany families and their children with life-limited and health complex health needs and accompany them through their journey from life to death. Obviously the aim is really to create a positive experience for the whole family, and I mean our motto is really creating positive memories for tomorrow. And I think you touched on it briefly. I mean, yes, there's a lot to talk about dying, and dying really does matter, but there's so much more that the hospice offers. We do daycare, we do activities, we do step down care, we go out and do outreach programs. There's a lot that the hospice does that some people perhaps are not aware of.
Okay, and in terms of that, in terms of like, I'm just trying to get a picture of it, yeah? And is it like, do people stay there and they stay there till the end, or do people come and go? Do they go home? And how does it work like that?
Very good question, Pete, and I get this quite a lot. I mean, it's a bit of everything, to be honest. You've got some children who, on average, will be with us for 2 weeks in our residential area, where we have 8 rooms where people can come and stay overnight or for a slightly longer period of time. We've got our daycare where, I mean, just yesterday we had a fantastic Easter event. I know, it's gone past Easter, by the way, but we thought, why not?
We've got why not? Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
We had quite a lot of children and their siblings come in to take part in an Easter hunt around the hospice and the grounds, and that was a fantastic day.
Okay.
I mean, just to put it in perspective, we actually opened in the year 2000 with...
Actually, quite a new organisation,
yeah,
really,
yeah,
aren't you?
Very new. In 2000, and with only three or four kids and a couple of staff members, now we look after about 300 children. And that's, what's that, 13 years later.
Okay,
so it's quite
a
big growth, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, are there any other organisations like this around in London, or are you sort of like fairly unique in terms of this?
There are other hospices in the area. I remember there was a study in...
Because it's a place like St Joseph's, but that's for adults, it's not for children.
Yeah, St Joseph's is an adult hospice. Yeah. I mean, you've got other hospices like Haven House, Shooting Chase. You've got quite a few other hospices. We were the first in London to be set up. But now they're starting to work together. I mean, we look at our own catchment area. So, I mean, the best way is, you know, the M25 as the, if you look at it as a clock.
Okay.
So if you take everything, I know, how weird's this?
I know. Yeah, go on.
If you go from 12 o'clock to 5 o'clock, give or take, that's all the children we take around the M25. Of course,
right.
We get
north,
a few.
So you're talking about, North East London, North and East London. Yeah, okay, right. North East and East London. Okay, I kind of got that. Okay, I mean, and, you know, so you're a charity. You work on your, I mean, do you work, you must work with the NHS and things like that as well. I mean, how does that all work out?
Again, very good question. I mean, the best way to explain it is to run the hospice, it costs us around £3 million to run. That's a big number. I know, I can see you there.
Yeah.
A little bit taken back. My job and the job of the fundraisers in the office is to raise approximately £2 million. And that's through voluntary donations from your corporate companies, through your local business, those on Green Street. I'm sure you've got one of our collection boxes.
Yeah.
The whole shebang, so to speak. Obviously, we do work quite closely with our local councils to get statutory funding and try and find out how they can support the children in their boroughs. Again, I'm not an expert in that field.
No.
But that seems to be how it works.
And of course, you're talking about donations and things like that as well. I mean, you also have some special events as well, don't you?
Yeah, we try very, very hard to put on as many events that we feel comfortable that our supporters would enjoy. I mean, the one I've come to talk about today on the show is actually our flagship walking event. called The Quest, and it's been changing.
The Quest.
I know.
I like this. I know. Come on, go on, tell us about The Quest.
Some people think it's like Monty Python kind of style.
It might, it's not the Funny Walks, Ministry of Funny Walks, is it? It's Monty Python's.
Yeah, unfortunately, this time not so much. It can be as funny as you like, though, Pete. Think about it like this. In the past couple of years, we've done your walks where you go from one location. So last year it was 12 bridges, so we went from Chelsea, we crossed all the bridges of London, and we finished at Tower Bridge. Fantastic. But this year we thought, let's add something different and let's try and educate ourselves and our supporters maybe in a bit of East London and try and see where we've come from. So what we've done is we're going to be starting this year in the Isle of Dogs in Millwall Park, and we're gonna, the walk will go through Canary Wharf down Narrow Street, which there may or may not be one of the oldest pubs in the UK there. That might be a question, you never know.
Okay. Yeah.
And then it continues down into...
I think I know which one it is, actually, but I won't give the game
don't
away.
Don't give it away. Okay. I worked long and hard on that one.
Okay.
You go through to Tower of London, then you eventually end up at Waterloo. In essence, it's a very interesting walk. You'll see
it's sort of historic.
London.
It's a very historic area you're going through there. And also, in the contrast as well between Canary Wharf and all the, you know, new bright, shiny steel and glass there, compared with the oldest pub in London, reputedly.
Yeah, exactly, reputedly is the word there.
So we've got to watch ourselves. We don't want to be sued here at New Sound Radio. Yes. Like that, yeah. Okay, so let's go. And so, I mean, who can take part in this? What do you do?
I mean, good question. Everyone can take part. Well, the beauty of these events and the reason why I really am so passionate about these kind of fundraising events, as anyone can take part. I mean, the walk itself in its entirety is between 10 and 12 miles. But again, if you can't walk that's more than fun. We actually do a second start point, which is from Waterloo, and that's only 6 miles. And that could be children. I mean, in the past couple of years, we've had children as young as 5 take part.
Okay,
with,
yeah,
obviously,
yeah, yeah.
The help of mum and dad.
Yeah, of course.
But really, to sign up and just get involved and see what the event's about, really. Either log on to our website, which is richardhouse.org.uk.
Richard House, that's all one word, yeah?
Yeah, all one word.
Yep.
Or maybe look at our Twitter feed, Richard House CH, and usually you'll see information about the Quest and all of our latest information that comes up on that.
Well, that sounds great. And when exactly is that?
The event itself's on June the 2nd.
Okay, that's a Sunday, yeah?
And I can promise every year we've had a beautiful sun. Every year we've done it for 4 years now. That's a Ben promise. Right,
and that's it, yeah, okay. We'll hold you that. We record the programme. We play it back to people later on, of course, don't we? You know, something like that. And that's good. It's something that anyone can take part in as well. But also, you have volunteers doing other things as well, don't you, down at Richard House?
So imagine this. This is the 12-mile walk.
Yeah.
That's a lot of that's a long way, Pete, isn't it? We need about 50 or 60 volunteers to help on the day.
Right, to be like stewards and things like that, to make sure that everyone's all okay. There's all these safety things. You obviously got to make sure everyone gets back safely.
So again, if anyone thinks to themselves, actually, I'm not in a position where I can make a donation or take part.
Yeah.
Through fundraising, well, we would love to hear from people to say, actually, Ben, I'm free on Sunday the 2nd of June.
Right, okay. And so it's different ways that people can get involved in this sort of thing.
Exactly.
Sort of whatever, yeah. Okay, I mean, it's good. Something else about hospices, I mean, in general, a lot of them have this sort of religious connection as well. Is there any religious connection with Richard? I mean, where's it all come from? Who sort of set it all up and things like that?
That's, again, perfect question to say. For us, we're based in Newham, as you can imagine. Religion is a very important part of our hospice in the sense that we understand and respect all cultures and all beliefs, and that's one of our values at Richard House. The hospice actually came from a lovely lady called Anthea, who I believe she was a registered nurse, and through her sibling Richard realised that there wasn't enough care and opportunities to help people like herself and Richard.
Right.
And she, through the 90s, she worked very hard to get the plot of land.
And that's where Richard House
yes.
came from.
It's a very, very touching, inspiring story.
It is, isn't it? I mean, yeah, and what a way, you know, the way people sort of do it. And it all really came from that really small thing that somebody's just said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to make a difference here. It's amazing sort of what can happen, what's come from that. Okay. I'll tell you what, we've got to go to the break now, yeah? But there's one thing I want to ask you, which is really, I don't know, Richard House, yeah? What's the one thing you think that makes it such a special place?
For me, I know this might sound corny, but for me, I've worked there for nearly 3 years now, and it's the happiness, it's the joy that you see in everyone's eyes. You walk through the front door and you have children saying, this is my second home.
And that's not what you did. I tell you what, that's to a lot of people, you sort of say, oh, I've got this bloke coming down from the hospice, the children's hospice. people wouldn't necessarily expect, oh no, this is like, you know, really sort of draining, sad. And I'm sure there's that as well. I'm sure there's plenty of that as well. But the way you saw that's counterbalance with what you just said. That's something, there's something very valuable about that, isn't there? Where do you think that comes from?
I don't know. I think it's just the community. We're such a community-based organisation. Yeah. We work very closely with families and their community. And honestly, I was very happily surprised to see how strong we are as a community to be able to help each other out. And again, I've very rarely seen anything other than a smile in our hospice. And that really does show the amazing work that our nurses do, but also the strength that the people are that come into the building. It's fantastic work.
Ben Alonso from Richard House Children's Hospice. All power to you, and thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM. But I'll tell you what, you will stay, because after the break we've got a special report on air quality in East London. You'll stay for that, won't you?
Of course I will. I'd love to hear it.
Stay tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM. To advertise